I'm joined by John and Janet Sargent, who are really seasoned Shakespeare theatre-goers. They've just seen me at the production of Much Ado About Nothing at the Globe, but have seen other things within the Shakespeare Festival. You've seen three shows, John. Which have you seen so far?
We saw Pericles in Greek, Julius Caesar in Italian, and now Much Ado in French.
And Janet, you also saw a Brazilian show.
We saw a Portuguese-Brazilian, The Two Roses for Richard, which was an RSC production at the Roundhouse, which was in Portuguese, Richard III in Portuguese.
And the Japanese cymbaline you saw as well.
Yes, the Japanese cymbaline, yes, the Nina Gawa one at the Barbican.
Well, that's quite a few shows circulating around. I mean, which one would you most like to talk about just now, Janet?
Oh, it's very difficult to say. I mean, in terms of enjoyment, I think the Nina Gawa cymbaline was wonderful, as we all, I always enjoy Nina Gawa's productions.
What do you especially enjoy about them, Janet?
Well, they're very lavish. There's a huge atmosphere with the scenery and with the looking at the period and looking at the Japanese, the sort of between the Japanese and the English style. In this also, I felt that it was very moving and that the acting was extremely good. The girl who was Imogen was lovely, I thought, and particularly when she was a boy, she did it extremely well. And I did feel very overwhelmed by the whole production. The other one that I really liked was tonight's Much Ado About Nothing. I particularly like French. I study French and go to French literature classes at the Institut Français. So it was very interesting to hear it in French and to be able to hear the translation and how close they were to quite a lot of the English text.
John. What I thought was very interesting was how the Greek company and the French company were so at home at the Globe Theatre, and they reacted with the audience as though they'd been brought up to the Globe, and yet they're foreign companies.
Yes, it's strange. I noticed that with the Afghan Comedy of Errors as well. It's as if they'd been performing here for many weeks,
yes.
Not just two nights.
That's
or
right.
However long,
yes,
they've been here.
Each one was done twice at the Globe, wasn't
yes.
it? Yes.
Janet, coming back to the French Much Ado, I heard somebody say as I was leaving, oh, that was so French. How does that comment resonate with you?
Difficult to know. I mean, they were speaking French. The chap who was Borachio clearly was putting on a sort of a typical French chap sweeping the roads and with his bottle of drink and so on.
And that lovely mime he did about Margaret.
Yes, yeah. And the mime. Margaret came into it with a lot more vivacity than usual, I thought, almost to the point that it seemed a bit odd that she didn't catch on what was going on, really, since when she heard them all accusing Hero, and she knew very well that she'd been in the room that night. But she had quite an important and pivotal part in helping with the song and being really the rather sexy one.
And John, of the productions you've seen, the most heavily adapted, I'm guessing, was The Two Roses for Richard, was it?
Well, no, Julius Caesar.
Oh, really?
There were only six or seven actors. It was very physical. They didn't follow the text straight through, and they didn't even have an actor playing Julius Caesar.
Oh.
When he was assassinated, they had a very old, broken-down chair on the stage, and the other actors came with red chalk and made crosses on the chair, and that was supposed to be the assassination.
Did that work for you?
No, not so well. I would have wished they'd done it straightforwardly. But it was interesting to see. And I suppose Dominique Drongaud wanted to get a variety of productions.
It's certainly been very varied through costuming and approaches to the play. I mean, I'm anticipating The Timon of Athens. I've heard mixings about it. I think it's probably a production that you either love or you hate, the German Timon of Athens from the Bremen company. The Two Roses for Richard, a few thoughts about that to finish off with?
They are a company who do a lot of circus, and that also was very physical, but in a different way from the Italian company. It was full of verve, very exciting. They were obviously absolutely loving it. It was a pity that the audience was rather poor. There were not that many people there.
Yeah, there was the Swan in Stratford, wasn't it?
The Roundhouse.
Oh, the Roundhouse. Yes.
And they were really, you felt a great sympathy with them. They had a great sympathy with the audience.
Yes.
And so it was extremely enjoyable.
Well, Janet and John Sargent, I knew it was going to be really worthwhile talking to you both. Thanks ever so much indeed.
Well,
thank you.
Bye.
Nice to talk to you. Bye-bye.